I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
On our initial list of what a church would have to be more effective with teenagers and young adults, empathy was not necessarily on that list. We wondered, maybe it's more about having a big budget, maybe it's about being able to hire the right staff, maybe it's about having really cool worship or a laser light show or smoke machine. But lo and behold, as we got into the study after 4 years, we landed on the importance of empathy. And what we mean by that is that throughout history, different generations might look at each other either with care or suspicion. But often we hear when people talk about millennials, there's the perspective, millennials are lazy or they're entitled or they're not willing to work hard, things like that. So as we dug into churches that seem effective with young people, we saw that instead of judging, instead of criticizing from a distance, these churches, they're able to step into the shoes of young people. They're able to understand, well, what is it that might be motivating their behavior rather than just being frustrated with the behaviors? And what we've seen is that all people are asking important questions about their identity. These are questions of who am I, questions about where they belong, so a question like where do they fit, and questions about their purpose, what sort of difference they make. And we found that while every generation and every person is asking those questions to a certain extent, today's teenagers, today's young adults, given all the shifts in culture and technology, they are asking those questions with a new fervor. There's a lot of heat when it comes to trying to figure those questions out today. And congregations can respond best by being willing to step into their shoes and understand their struggles, their hopes, and their dreams.
Along with that, I guess we need to allow for questions to take place, right, and admit that we maybe don't have all the answers.
Yeah, very much. And this very much integrates into one of the core commitments that we've come to call taking Jesus's message seriously. So instead of young people being drawn to churches that are shallow, that are easy, that don't require much of them, we actually heard the exact opposite from the teenagers and young adults in our study. They told us, the whole reason why I love my church, why my friends love my church, is because the church actually challenges us with the gospel. It challenges us with who Jesus is. But as you indicate, there's a particular way of doing that, and one way of engaging young people with the gospel is, yes, having a solid answer that, you know, there's no way to doubt that this answer could ever be right, and we just deliver that to young people very nice and very packaged and complete and ask them to buy into that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.